Session number 2018501.
If you just start off and you tell me how you first heard about working in the shipyard.
I was sent there.
Who sent you?
The Liberal Exchange.
Was that direct? How old were you then?
Well, I'm 71 now, God. How long is it since I'm finished?
39 years. You got 16.
I was married. Even when I was about 24, because I was married in London, then I came back up here when he joined the Air Force, when he was called up, you know. And then I went to the Labour Exchange, put me claim in for door, and they gave me a green card. And I had to go up and see somebody called Mrs. Wilkinson. And when I went up, she says, start on Monday. But she didn't say what work or anything, you know. And she gave me a navy blue overall, you know, boiler suit sort of thing. And when I went on the Monday, she says, go with Louis. That was Louis Reynolds, you know. And I went with her, and the first thing I did was, you know, these steel bars. I painted them red lead.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to wear a mask.
Right. So that was in, was that in Palmer's in the yard or in?
That was in the construction,
place.
See? Then from there, Mr. Chandler was the painter. Mm-hmm. He says, Mr. Robson wants to see you. Well, he was a sort of a head man. I thought, oh, I've done something wrong here, you know. But when I went to him, he says, I want you to go in the stores at the top of the yard where the men used to come with little white slips, and I had they wanted the welding bars or nuts and bolts. Well, they handed them in, and I just got them and handed them out to him, you see. Then from there, they took me to the construction shop and give me a dish, like a, well, it was a tin thing. Go to the stores and get some grease. I thought, in the name of goodness, what am I going to do now? You know? And when I went, he showed us, like, you know, the Bailey Bridges that the army had. Well, the girls used to paint them the army colour, and each one it was done. I used to grease all the holes, you know, put the grease in the holes. I thought, I've got the job here, all right, you know. And after that, now where did I go after the greasing the holes? Oh, they wanted me to go crane driving. I said, not on your Nelly. No, I said, I'm not driving no crane, because I said, tell the truth, I'm a bit frightened of the height, you know.
So it was one of the big cranes I wanted to do.
Well, it wasn't the ones in the yard. It was in the construction shop, you see.
Right.
They wanted me to learn the crane to turn the bridges over, you know. I said, no, you can get somebody else. I don't mind greasing holes or anything like that. Not up there. So that was the end of that.
Was that one of those cranes that were on the rear?
Yes, uh-huh. And it was from the night that, you know, down in that. And, well, what did I do after that?
So when did you start? What year did you start?
Now wait a minute. It's 2029. And I had our cat, which is 40. We bet 2 years. 1930-something, or 1940.
I mean, if you were directed, it would probably be 1940.
So it like that,
How long were you there? How long? You worked till the end of the war?
Oh, no. I left to have Derek. Left to have our Derek. I left about in 1944. He was born in the year August 1944. And I left, I think it was the June. So
what did you do after the doing the greasing of the daily bridges?
Let me see. Such a long time ago, you know. He doesn't care, does he?
No, he's trying to get information. I don't know why I've been a
You did several things. Does that mean you were just moved around when they felt like
I was jack of all trades, me.
You were just moving around.
Yeah, just moving around. I hadn't one set job, if you know what I mean. I used to do one job, and then I was told to do another one all the time.
And it was all in the construction?
Yes,
Right. How much did you get paid?
When you think of it, the wages I get now to what we got during the war, it's disgusting. It is, you know. £4 with that. Never had to pay insurance out of that, you know. God, we worked a bit over time, no doubt. But when you sit down and think, you know.
So you're getting about £4, you're working overtime.
We had to work overtime to get a decent wage, you know what I mean? But I think £4 a week was disgusting.
Was your husband working?
Oh, he was in the RAF.
Mm-hmm. And you were just on the standard?
Which was how much was that? You mean from the RAF? £3.
So did you go out to work because you that wasn't enough?
Well, it wasn't enough for me to keep this house going, you know what I mean? I had a son that lives down in the East Yarrow there, Cliff Cottages. I had him, then I had Pat, then I had our Derek, but I mean, this you couldn't keep three kids on that, could you?
So who looked after your kids when you went? Who looked after your children when you
went? My other sister. So she wasn't able to go out to work, you see. She wasn't keeping through a relic. We buried her 3 weeks ago. But otherwise, everything went hunky-dory, you know. But when you think now, the jobs and the money they're getting for that, doing practically the same jobs, you know, you could scream, couldn't you?
What's inflation?
Inflation. I know what she wants.
Anyway, go back. Did you have to join the trade union when you were?
Well, we were asked, but I declined. I think I was about the only one that declined.
Why was that?
I thought it was right at the time. Maybe now, if they were asking me now to join it, I would. You know.
So you didn't. What about? Did you? How did you get on with the men?
Fine. They were jolly lot. They were people I was working for. You know, jolly lot. I liked Mr. Chandler. He was the gaffer with the painters. And who was the other one there? They called him Roebuck. Well, you know that.
I know the name
Roebuck. Aye.
Did you work? You worked alongside men, did you?
Oh, yes.
You were kept segregated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they used to come in and have a bit of chat, you know. We used to get our dinners in the foundry. With the men, you know, of course, it was only sandwiches and things like that, you know. But we used to enjoy it. And then if we had time, we used to play cards, you know. Oh, it was nice there. I'd go back tomorrow, me.
Yeah. What about, did you have your own sort of like canteen?
Oh, yes, we had a canteen, yes.
That was just for the women?
There was, well, just for the women. But we wouldn't stop in ours. We used to go among the men.
Was there a lot of women working there then?
Oh, yes, sir. I bet if there was 100, there were 3. Oh, yes, that was a good time. I was sorry when I had to leave.
What did you, go out? Did you see the men after work as well, or did you?
Oh, no, no, I didn't go out to with them or anything like that. It's just the, in the shipyard, you know, where you saw the chip and the chat and the cigarette now and again, you know, but that's all. We didn't go out with them anymore. Maybe there's one activity, like, but not me.
Did you, so, you were being moved around. Did you work in one particular shed all the time?
Oh, no, different sheds.
Different sheds. Did you know most of the men that you worked with, or most of the people?
Well, to tell you the truth, most of them's gone. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of women that are near and worked with are gone. So some of the men, you know.
I was thinking, like, did you know them before you came there? I mean, were
they all gone? No, I just met the names, introduced to them, that, you know. And the men used to be nice, used to tell you what to do and that, you know. Used to help you, you know, to tell you the truth, you know.
Yeah. Did you think it was heavy, hard work that you were doing?
It was hard work because, I mean, you had to turn your bars over yourself, you know. The other girl at the other end used to turn it over with you here, you see. Oh, yes.
Well,
we worked for our money.
Did you find it easy to do in the end? I mean,
it just come automatic, you know. Yeah. You got used to the job and it just automatic, you know.
Were you surprised? I mean, at the beginning, did you think you'd be able to cope with it?
I didn't think I would do it, to tell you the truth. I thought it was too heavy for me, but it's really surprising when you get cracking, you know, and you get used to the job and everything. But the best job I liked was the top of the yard in the stores. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Well, how'd you like that?
Well, it was a nice big office, you see, and had a lovely fire in the winter, you know. And the gaffer used to come in there one day, you know, and used to, like, a cup of tea. I said, oh, I'd love one. But it wasn't tea, it was all the soup. And we really enjoyed it, you know. It was a good time there. Oh, my.
So you were there a long time, then?
I was there nearly 4 years.
In
yeah. May not go back again if there was a chance. Yeah. I would.
You were in the store a long time, actually working in the hill.
Well, I was in there about 6 months before I was changed round again, you know. Oh, yes, had some good times.
So did you get any kind of hassle from the men? Did they have any jokes with you?
Yes, plenty of them. Oh, yes. You used to put your paintbrush down when you went back for it, it was gone. You had to go and look for it, you know, and things like that, you know. And there's one day I had a couple of oranges and I just put them on the side, you know, and I thought, oh, well, that'll be one for me and one for Lena. And went for them and they weren't there, were they? So I says, Seth, come here. He says, what? I said, where's my oranges? I never seen your oranges. I said, yes, yeah. Now come on. He said, I haven't seen your oranges. So I thought, well, I didn't know. Because we're working in the foundry and that, we just hung my coat there when we're late, like we was dashing and I'll take my coat off. He says, no, I haven't seen your oranges. Well, it went on all day, like, put my coat on or in my coat pocket.
Were you in the foundry?
I'm not telling you. Yeah, we had some good times.
You're working on the foundry?
Well, not what you call the work in there. I was only in a day, you know. So I was looking around, I was sitting inside going to work in this bloody place, you know. Just a day.
What did they find? I mean, the whole thing about working in something like Palmer, before the war, it was all men who worked there.
All men,
and
yeah.
And women who were coming in.
That's right.
And what did you feel about that, sort of like women going into a man's world?
Well, I couldn't really believe it at first, you know, because when I came home, I said, Palmer's, well, that's women, men work? Oh God, I come cutting the grass. And I says, oh, never in the world. You know, but once you got there, love, you know, it settled in, and the men were very good.
There was no resentment from the men?
Oh, no. Not when I was there, no.
Taking all their jobs?
No, no. Well, you see, most of the men, they were sent away to the war, you see, called up, you see. And we had that place, it's still to come back, like. And when they come back, well, you automatically was finished, you know.
So in fact, but you left before, because you left
after. Oh, yes, uh-huh. I mean, after wondering what it was like for them all to leave together, you know, when they were coming for their, getting their jobs taken back, you know. After wondering what it was like, you know.
So, did you work after the war? I mean, what had you done before? I mean, you were married when you went into Palmerston.
I was living in London then.
Yeah.
And when the war declared, my man says, pack up and come home, which I did, because he was in the RAF then. And I just packed my home up and everything, just come home, be with my man. And of course, my man was taken ill and all, you know, she died in 1944.
What kind of work did you do before you married?
Before I was married.
Yeah.
Working in a vicarage with a priest and his wife.
Doing keeping house?
Just keeping house and looking after the kids. I was there 2.5 years. I liked it more. Quiet enough, you know. Nice fella. In Whetstone, London, I was there.
What about after? Did you work after after the war at all?
After the war.
Well, you know, after you had Derek, did you go back to work?
Yeah.
What did you do then?
I worked in the Crown Billiard Hall.
Oh.
In Ellison's.
Oh, right.
I used to book the tables and take the money and switch on what time it started and switch when it wasn't on.
Uh-huh.
And I packed it in and I went back again. Oh yeah, I had a good time there, you know. Of course, the billiard hall's not there now, mate. But maybe I've had a chance to go to the top rank down in the Sheens. Too late of the night.
Yeah.
Didn't finish till 11:30. And I mean, you can't trust yourself out after that, can you? Not these days, anyway. Oh, and I've worked all my life, so.
Yeah.
All my life.
Yeah. And did, which job did you enjoy the best in?
Well, to tell you the truth, you might think I'm mad, but I enjoyed the shipyard. I mean, there was a variety, you know, and you come across different people all the time, you know, and you made friends with different people. It was really good, you know, for the morale. It was really good. Oh, yes, I would go back tomorrow to the farmers.
Where were you living? Actually, where were you living when you had
99 Ellison Street, Gerald.
Did you have to get a bus back?
Yes.
The works buses. Did they let the women out first?
You're kidding, aren't
no,
you?
No, I heard it.
But I was on there first.
No, I know there's some of you. I'm sure maybe the women were in the ship. I don't know.
Oh, some of the men were catty about the bus. And there was a stand in the queue. But I was cute. I was just at the back, you know. The lane, you know, and I was just there. Once that bus come and the men moved, I moved the door. I'll never miss my bus, I'll tell you. Used to get the bus at Ellison Street, Jarrow, up to Heaven Palmers, and then from Heaven Palmers back over again to Ellison Street. Oh, I miss that from good times and women in the buses, I'll tell you. Oh, yes. Oh yes, I really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. So that was the best job. Do you think that's because it was a man's job and you've gone in particular?
Well, I don't know, but I think it was the variety of jobs you got. You know, you weren't sort of bored with one job, you know. You're too, like, mixed around and done different jobs. I think that is really the best. Because, I mean, if you're going to a factory, you're at the one job all the time, you know. But when you're in the shipyard, I looked about all the time, which I enjoyed, you know. I really did.
Weren't you, you weren't outside though, you were always in the construction.
I was always in the sheds, as you call them, you know, never outside. I might have been outside, say, about a day, but that was all, you know. He's trying to think of something else,
yeah,
this one.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, of course. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
For the ladies.
Sorry?
The providing of facilities.
Oh, yes, well, a nice ladies' room. Ladies' toilets and everything. Wash basins, a lot. And if you wanted a bath, you could have one. So, I mean, they were very good that way. Of course, man, I don't know whether it's still there or not. But it was there when I was there, you know. And of course, when he come from the area, I says, you'll have to go down to my mum's. My mum will look after you, tell mum at work. He says, where are you working? I says, Heaven Palmer Shipyard. Yeah, get your bloody self out of that, he says. You're not going. I says, but I am, and you can't stop me. And I was still there.
So you didn't like
it? He didn't.
Was that being over all the men?
That's what it is, yes. Oh, aye. But never love it. I managed.
So you sorted him?
I sorted him out all, yes.
Did you get any sort of like reactions like that from other people because you were working in the shipyard?
Oh, I don't think so, no. I mean, my mother wasn't very pleased when she was alive, but she wasn't. You could have got a different job, but you know what mothers are. I say, oh, well, Mama enjoyed it. She says, yeah, of course, you want this men there, isn't it? You know. I say, oh, it's not the men, man, it's the job. But I really enjoyed it. That's no kidding. If I had the chance to go back again, I would.
Yeah, that's what most of them say.
Oh, yes, I would. Definitely would.
They all enjoyed it.
But I was just sitting down thinking there the other day, I was talking to your mum, she had been telling us that you were coming, and I was just sitting down thinking about the women I knew, and you know that they're nearly all gone. Nearly all the women are gone.
Most of the women at the time about your age, or were they?
Yeah, all the same age, yeah.
So they're all in their 20s. Most of them married.
Oh, yes, I don't know. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Women, they do what the men do, you know, and work. They think they can do what they can.
Of course.
Why,
aye. You're missing a liberated lady.
I believe it, sorry. It's not me you got the convince.
Yes, that's true. We really had a good time when I was there. I was really sorry to leave.
That's the end of tape, Anne.